Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chav Tes. We are holding five lines into the page on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We are at Amar Le Rav Papa Le Rava. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Aliyah Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom, Nisham Shavin Aliyah. It's also sponsored by myself and my wife in honor of the bris this morning of our grandson here in Shul and in honor of the return of all of the living hostages today in Eretz Yisrael. It's a day of great Shevach V'odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Rosner just texted me that today is the only day of the whole year that we say Mizmor L'Soda, Halal HaMitzri, and Halal HaGadol. We have so many opportunities, ample opportunities to be Meshabech and give Hoda'ah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and as Klal Yisrael and as individuals. Okay, what we're going to talk about in today's daf is the following. First thing we're going to discuss is if the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, meaning we ended off yesterday by saying that there were two pasukim that seemed to speak about Machshavos of Chutz L'Zman or Chutz L'Mekomo, pasuk in Parshas Tzav and a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. So if the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, which is the way we ended off yesterday, teaches me everything I need to know about both Chutz L'Zmano and Chutz L'Mekomo, then what exactly do I learn from the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim? That's the first discussion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how do we know that pickle is a problem only in Machshava. The Torah never says that. The Torah says Bayom HaShlishi, makes it sound like if you eat it Bayom HaShlishi, not if you have a Machshava to eat it Bayom HaShlishi. So how do I know that it's only a din in Machshava and not a din in, and we're going to have three different approaches to that. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that a korban is still kosher even if you violated Bal Ta'acher. That the halacha is you have to bring a korban that you took a neder to bring within three regalim. If three regalim pass and you violate the Yisra of Bal Ta'acher, that it's not too late to bring the korban. You just violated an Avera, but the korban is still going to be kosher. So where do we know that Bal Ta'acher is not a psul in the korban? And then just before the Mishnah on Beis, the Gemara is going to bring three different opinions of which din we learn from the phrase in the pasuk lo yechashev, that lo yiratzeh lo yechashev. So what does lo yechashev teach us? And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss the din of karef hamatir kemitzvaso, that something can only become pigle for which you're chayev kares when you eat it if everything, all the other avodas adam, were done properly. But if you mix in a machshava of chutz l'mekomo together with your machshava of chutz l'zmano, so then it's not karef hamatir kemitzvaso and it will not be piggle, it will only be pasul. And at the end of the Mishnah, there's going to be a machlokas whether that machsheves chutz l'mekomo needs to precede the machsheves chutz l'zmano in order to make it, in order to take away the possibility of piggle, in order to avoid the piggle, or even if it follows the machsheva of chutz l'zmano, it still takes away the status of piggle, even though at the time that you had the machsheves chutz l'zmano, everything was kimitzvah. It was only later that it was that was not kemitzvaso. So let's begin five lines into the page on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Le Rav Papa Le Rava Lididach. According to you, says Rav Papa to Rava, that you learned both the din of Chutz L'Zmano and the din of Chutz L'Mekomo from the pasuk in Parshat Tzav. So Shlishi to Parshat Kedoshim to you, my Darash Tbei. So what are you darshan from the pasuk in Parshat Kedoshim to you that we were talking about yesterday? Says Gemara, Umi Bayle L'Makom Shem Shulish B'Dam B'Basar Be'Murin. It tells me that the din of a Mach of Chutz L'Mekomo is only if the place that you have the machshava about of Chutz L'Mekomo is to eat the basar, or to be zorik the dam, or to be makdim the emurim in a place that's meshulash bedam bebasar and emurim, meaning a place that's ra'ui for all three mitzvahs, for zrikas hadam, for chilas basar, and for aktaris emurim. So, and therefore, that must be a place that's outside of the azara, because at a time of heter bamos, you were able to do all of those things outside of the Azara. Obviously, it includes inside the Azara as well, but inside the Azara is not Chutz L'Mekomo, that's L'Mekomo, then you wouldn't have a problem to begin with. But since in the time of Heter Bamos, it was a place that's Ratwe for all three of those things, that's a valid Machsheves Chutz L'Mekomo that invalidates the Karban, that becomes Pasul. As opposed to what? So where are we excluding? That what we're excluding is in the Hechel. That even though it's if you're having in mind to be zorik the dam, or to be ochel the basar, or to be makta de murim in the Heichal. So even though it's a machshava of chutz l'makoma, that's not the right place, it's not going to pass the korban, because Heichal is not considered a place that's meshulish b'dam b'basar b'murin, because you can never be makter murin or be ochel basar in the Heichal. So therefore, it's an invalid, it's not a, I keep using the word invalid. Invalid is not the right word to use, because the machshava chutz l'makoma invalidates the korban. It is not a real machshava chutz l'makoma. That will not invalidate the korban as a machsheves chutz l'makomo. So I asked the Gemara, why do I need a special pasuk to teach me about makom meshulish? Typically mikra kama. Why can't I learn that from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav? Imeachol yeachel, it says mibsar zevach shlomo biyom shlishi. So when it says biyom shlishi, it's not talking about chutz l'makomo, it's talking about chutz l'zmano. So midafki rachmana b'lashon shlishi. From the fact that the Torah says b'lashon shlishi, maybe we should learn from the lashon that it uses in describing chutz l'zmano, that it says shlishi, that a machshava chutz l'zmano is only going to be that the machshava has to be in a makom mishulash. So I'm Ravashi, I'm Risa l'shmaita kamei de Rav Masna, that I said over this teaching with this kasha in front of Rav Masna and Omer Li, and he responded that you cannot learn the din of makom mishulash from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav alone, because imei hasam, had I learned it from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav, hava amina shlishi prat Pigul klal v'nasa klal mosif ala prat. I would have thought that the way to darshan the pasuk is that when it says v'me'achol yachol mi'b'sar sevach shlomo b'yom ha'shlishi lo yiratzeh makrivos lo yichashev lo pigul yiyeh, that it's a klal prat. Shlishi is a prat, that the only way it's a real machshav chutz l'mkomo is if it's a makom meshulash. But then we said the word pigul, and pigul is a klal, that tells me that it doesn't matter where you had the machshav about, and therefore the klal is mosif ala prat. This Rabbi Sharmakomos, and would come to include not only Makom Meshulash, but other places as well. So Kamash Malan, that's why I need the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim to tell me that no, that the Machshava of Chutz L'Makomo is only a real Machshava of Chutz L'Makomo if the place you had the Machshava about is a Makom Meshulash and not about the Heichal. Period. That ends the discussion from yesterday. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, how do I know this idea that Pigul is gonna be Chal on a Karban when it's machshava? The Torah never said that. The Torah said that you eat it by Yom HaShlishi. That makes it sound like you actually eat it by Yom HaShlishi is the problem, not that you have a machshava to eat it by Yom HaShlishi. So the Braisa says, v'me'ochel ye'ochel mi'besar zevach shlomav. It says, if you eat the basar of the karban on the third day. So I'm Reb Lazar, kof oznecha l'shmar. Reb Lazar says, listen closely, right? He says, bend your ear to hear. B'mechashev lechol mizivcho by Yom HaShlishi. Are we talking about where you had a machshava of chutz l'zmano? Or maybe we're talking about where you actually eat it b'yom ha'shlishi. So Amrit achar shuhu kosher yachzor v'yifsal. He said just misvara. It has to be that it's a machshava to eat it chutz l'zmano, and that you had that machshava already during the avodah zarah. Because if everything was great about the carbon and you never had any machshava chutz l'zmano, and your first place that you went wrong was eating it by Yom HaShlishi, that means that korban was perfectly kosher, and then l'mafreya, when you decided to go and eat it by Yom HaShlishi, now l'mafreya, the korban becomes pasul. He said, that's not fair, that can't be a thing in Judaism, that everything is good and everything is right, and we declare it kosher, and the korban, when you do the avodah zarah, it's all kosher, and then afterwards we're gonna undo retroactively everything that was kosher meyikara. It can't be that's the case. So that's how I know that it must be that we're talking about mechashev. Now, it should be noted, someone came over to me yesterday after the shir, both Rashi and Tosos, Rashi later on in Daf Mem Aleph and Tosos in Masechta Bamitzvah, both point out that even though we use the term mechashev and machsheves chutz l'zmano, we keep using that term machshava, it's not in thought alone. Machshava means machshava accompanied by a dibur. It just means that it's not maisa, that you're not actually doing it, but it's not in machshava alone. Something does not become pigul when you only think about chutz l'zmano. It becomes pigul when you not only think about chutz l'zmano, but you also say that you're doing chutz l'zmano. Yeah, well then, why do we make this so purposely confusing? Why do we only talk about machshava if it's not really about machshava alone? Why do we call it machshava? Because any time that you think about doing something and you don't actually do it, so you plan on doing something and you don't actually do it, that's called machshava. It means machshava as opposed to maisa, not machshava as opposed to dibur. So it's machshava with a dibur, but not with a with a maisa. So that's what makshav means. But anyway, Rabbi Lazar has this this limud. How do I know that pigul means that a makshav is pigul is that you have only a makshava, that you have a makshava, and not that you actually did the maisa of achila biyom hashlishi? Because if it were about doing the maisa of achila biyom hashlishi, then it would mean that the korban was kosher up until that last moment, and that can't be. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, why can't that be? That we have things like that in Judaism, right? A chiddush is something that's so sera saklal, that goes against all the rules. But if you could point to me where the rule applies, where we do see something similar, then it shouldn't be a problem. So Rabbi Akiva says, Hein matzinu bezav, vezava, v'shomeres yom k'neged yom, shein b'cheskas tara. You have a case of a zav or a zava who require shiva nikiyim, right? They need to count seven clean days, or a shomeres yom k'neged yom, or a woman who bled for one day during the Yemei Ziva, where the next day, if she doesn't see dam, she's tahora, but she already goes to the mikveh in the morning, right? So what are you going to have? Someone who counts shiva nikiyim is allowed to go to the mikveh on day seven. They don't need to wait till the nighttime. Meikra din were machmir, the Gemara Nida says, because we're afraid of exactly the point that Gemara is about to make. But meikra din on the daraisa level, she's allowed to go to the mikveh during the day on day seven. Shomer shiyam kineged yom, go to the mikveh during the day on day one. And yet, if they bleed later that day, it will turn out that they, or if the zav sees a ziva later that day, it will turn out that they were never tahar. So you go to the mikveh, we declare them tahar, we say you're good to go, and then they bleed later that day, and all of a sudden they were never tahar to begin with. So we do see that kivin sharo sasru, when they see dam, it's going to be sosa the svira and their tamei lemafreya, and all of the people and the kalim that they touched are all going to be tamei, even though they touched them after they went to the mikveh, because now lemafreya, it turns out that their tevila accomplished nothing for them. That's how Tosfos explains that what we're talking about, a zav and a zava that went to the mikvah on day seven and then saw dam afterwards. Rashi explains that we're talking about where a zav or a zava counted 3 or 4 days of shiva nikiyim and then started bleeding again, where it's soser the shiva nikiyim, right? The more common case nowadays, where, because women don't go to the mikvah on day seven, they wait till nighttime. So more common case nowadays, they're middle of shiva nikiyim, and then there's a bad bedik, or there's a bad kesem, or whatever. They see some dam during the shiva nikiyim. That's how Rashi understands but it's problematic, because in that case it doesn't seem to match what we're trying to talk about over here. We're trying to talk about a case where we gave a person a clean bill of tahara, and then after giving a clean bill of tahara, l'mafreya, that was rude. On day 3 or 4 or 5 of shiva nikiyim, you don't have a clean bill of tahara. On day 7 of shiva nikiyim, if she went to the mikveh, she had a clean bill of tahara, and then later that day she sees dam, then l'mafreya, it turns out that everything was tamei. So we shouldn't wonder about this either, says Rabbi Kiva. Shavu bishukshur shiyachzur v'yipasel. That even though we became kosher, the carbon became kosher with the zrika sadam, it will go and become pasul the mafreya by eating the basar chutz zmano, by eating the basar after the zman. The Briska Rav is quoted that l'chora the two are not comparable. The ri'iyas ziva and a carbon are comparable, because by zrika sadam you're done. The achilas hakarbon is a new issue that has nothing to do with the hakrava of the carbon. So the fact that you would do something else that has nothing to do with the akrava of the carbon, that will now go and passel the akrava of the carbon, that's a great chiddush. But over here, by Zava and Zava, their tara requires two things. It requires mikveh, and it requires shiva nikiyim. The fact that they were allowed to go to the mikveh before the shiva nikiyim were really over, that's just a quirk in the halacha, the mixayim kakulo, that we say that they have fulfilled some level of the mitzvah of svira, but they didn't really actually have shiva nikiyim, so it's not exactly the same. So says the Brisk Rav, Elamai, what do you see? Mitzayom Kikulo tells you, yes, they did have shiva nikiyim, but there's a new psul that can come in if they see dam later that day. That even with a Mitzayom Kikulo, that actually counts as shiva nikiyim. Now, this presumption of Rabbi Eliezer that we don't have things like this, that you get a clean bill of everything is good, and then the mafreya, it's going to turn out that it was all bad. This comes up in the Panini Alach section of the Msifta. They quoted Chuvas Maria Cohen, who is asked from the Baal Shut Kochav Meyakov about a particular Chashva family that one Lel Shabbos Kodesh, when everyone went out to Davin, the wife of the family, the woman of the house, broke into a rich person's house and stole all of the jewelry. And they caught her, and she was so embarrassed, she ran away. And no one knows where she went. So she skipped town, she ran away, and they have no idea where she is. So now her husband, husband is bi'igun, because he's not allowed to marry until he gives a get to her, because there's a chayim drabenu gershim, that you're not allowed to marry more than one wife. So the Koch of Miyakov wanted to say that he's allowed to marry a second wife. Aye, what about the chayim drabenu gershim? You're not allowed to be no say isha al ishto? Well, the Rama writes in Ebn Ezer that when it comes to the chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom, there's another element of chayim drabenu gershim, that you're not allowed to marry more than one wife. There are many chayim drabenu. One of the chayim drabenu gershim is that you're not allowed to give a get to your wife bal karcha, against her will. So the Rama writes that if the woman is overis al das Moshe v'Yehudis, then you're allowed to be megarish her bal karcha. Then all bets are off. That part of chayim drabenu gershim is off. So says the Bal Koch of Miyakov, if that chayim drabenu gershim is off when she's overis al das Moshe v'Yehudis, mistama this chayim drabenu gershim is off, and therefore you're allowed to be no say isha lishto if she's overis al das Moshe v'Yehudis. That was the equation that he made. Now the Yehuda says, whoa, those are two very different cherim drabenu gershims, because in the case of being megarish isha bal karcha, that's it. So you'll be megarish bal karcha, that'll be at the end of the story, you'll be divorced. So yeah, that you could do. She's a veris adas Moshe v'Yehudis. But what are you going to do? You're going to marry isha alishto. So now you're going to be married to two women. So you say, okay, no problem, because one of them is a veris adas Moshe v'Yehudis. But there's something that God created in the world called tshuva. So what if that woman now does tshuva? She returns all the money and she has charet, you know, she does all the steps of tshuva. Now it's going to turn out that you're married to two women and neither of them are averes al das Moshe v'Yehudis, and now you're going to invite her, be in violation of the cherim d'Rabbeinu Gershom. So the Bal Koch of Yaakov says, no, it's beferish in Zvachim Daf Chavtes that achashu kosher yachzor v'yipasel, that it can't be that a marriage that started b'kashrus when the wife number one was averes al das Moshe v'Yehudis is now going to become puzzle. So it's shver for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's stam, because it's a shver. But second of all, we don't puzzle like that. I mean, the Gemara says that was Rabbi Eliezer's argument, and Rabbi Akiva said, what do you mean? We do it all the time. Shivan Akiyam of Azov. What about Shemar Siyam Kinegad Yom? I mean, we say the other way in the end of the Gemara, that yeah, sometimes that happens, that Achra Shei Kosher, it's going to go and it's going to be puzzle. Okay, so Amar Lei, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Akiva, I have a different limud. How do I know that it's a psul machshava, that when it comes to pigle, that it's not that you actually eat on the third day. Hareyu Omer, the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav Hamakriv. It says Lo Yiratza Hamakriv. So we darshin b'shas hakrava nifsal veino nifsal b'shlishi, that it already becomes possible at the shas hakrava. So it must have been something that you had done at the time of hakrava, and it doesn't wait until the third day after the carbon when you then decide to eat the carbon in the wrong time for it to become possible. So that's how you see that it's already a psul machshava, because it's a psul b'shas hakrava. Oeno omer hamakriv ela ze kohen hamakriv. But wait, there's another way to perhaps darshan this pasuk. Maybe when it says hamakriv so lo yichashev, that's referring to if you have a machshavas chutzas mano, the kohen hamakriv has a machshavas chutzas mano, that lo yichashev means that he's not a kohen anymore, that he loses his status of kohuna. Kishu omer oso, when it says oso, bezevach umadabra vein umadabra b'kohen. Now I know that it's talking about the zevach, it's not talking about the kohen, that it's the zevach that's lo yichashev. It's the karban that's not kosher. The kohen, he's good from then on. Benazai, I mean, he's still good. Benazai omer oso, matamal omer. What do I learn from the word oso? Lefishanemar, because the pasuk says when it talks about the iser of bal ta'acher, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, that if a person takes a neder to bring a karban, and then three regalim passed, and he didn't bring the karban, so then he's in violation of lo sa'acher in the Torah, of lo sa'acher l'shalmo. So yachal af ma'acher nidro bilo yeratza, you might think when you violate bal ta'acher, it's actually a psul in the karban, meaning not only did you do a terrible thing by violating bal ta'acher, by waiting three regalim, but it actually makes the karban psul. That's what I might have thought. Tamalomar oso, oso b'lo yiratza v'ina ma'acher nidro b'lo yiratza. That's why I have oso. Oso tells me that oso b'lo yiratza, that only a karban that you had a machsheves pigel is going to be a psul a karban, but if it was simply a violation of bal ta'acher, then it would not be a psul in the karban. Tosos raises the question, why would I think that? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the karban is not possible if you violate bal ta'acher? Mehechites that I would even have a havamina, that a karban would become possible if I violate bal ta'acher. So you did an averi, you did a terrible thing. But who says, why would I think that the karban would be possible? So Shittim Gubetzas on the side of the page over here, And the Tosfos answers that there's makom to be medama, a korban, which has to be brought as a ben shana and not a ben shnatayim to a case of balta acher. That meaning a korban is supposed to be brought in the first year of life. If you bring it as a ben shnatayim, it's actually pasul, right? So one might have been medama, one to the other, that it's going to be a psul if you violate balta acher. I mean, just like when it comes to the age of the animal, we know that it's a psul. So I would have thought that when you violate balta acher, not the age of the animal, but the state. The stage at which you brought the animal, which you finally brought the animal, might also be a psul. That's why I have this drasha, also below yiratza v'inamachar nidra below yiratza, that when one violates bal ta'achar, it's not below yiratza. So now, Rabbi Lezer Darshan, that the pasuk that talks about a psul, Rabbi Lezer Darshan, that how do I know that there's a psul machshava, that pigul is a psul in a machshava, it's not a psul in action, from the word hamakriv. So acherim omrim, acherim say no. Lo yechashev. It's the phrase lo yechashev that does it. B'machshavu nifsal v'enu nifsal b'shlishi. That it becomes from lo yechashev. We see that it's an inyan of machshava. That pigul is an inyan of machshava. That it's not about what you do on day three. It's about the machshava about day three while you're doing the avodah sadam of the karban. So if you're keeping score, we had three possibilities of how we know that pigul is a psul in machshava and not a not a psul in action. Possibility number one was rejected, but possibility number one was it's simply a svara, that it can't be that the carbon got a clean bill of health, that everything was good, and then the mafreyer, we're going to go and we're going to ruin it. But we pointed out that's not true. We do find such things in the Torah. Second possibility was that b'shas hakravu nifsal, eino nifsal b'shlishi, from the word hamakriv. And the third possibility is lo yechashev, that lo yechashev tells me that it's a problem in machshava. So according to Rabbi Lazar, we learn from Hamakriv that it's a problem Machshava, and from the word Oso, we learn we darshan that the pasuk is talking about a psul of the Zevach and not a psul in the Kohen. So Ben Azai learns Oso for something else to tell me that Ma'acharis Nidro does not pasul a karban. So Ben Azai the Bezevach Chasam Medavrein Mekoyim Inalei. So according to Ben Azai, who used the word oso to tell me that when you violate bal ta'acher, the carbon's not pasul, where does Ben Azai know that the psul that we're talking about is a psul in the carbon and not a psul in the kohen? Meaning Rabbi Lezer had learned that from oso. So where's Ben Azai going to know that din? So two possibilities. Either he gets it from the drasha of acherim at the end of the brisa, which learns it from lo yechashev, that since the pasuk has to tell me that it does not become pasul by achilas basar biyom hashlishi, so obviously we're not talking about the psul of the kohen, because the achilas basar biyom hashlishi has got nothing to do with the kohen. He's not the one that eats the basar; it's the bialim that eats the basar. So just by virtue of the fact that I need the pasuk to tell me that the carbon does not become pasul when someone eats it biyom hashlishi, I know we're not talking about the kohen. That's one possibility. Viva yisema, or perhaps Ben Azai learns it midichsiv lo yiratze zivchahu, that when we say lo yiratza, we're talking about some inyan that relates to ritzui. The karbon is meratza. The bailim is not meratza. So, the kohen is not meratza. The karbon is meratza. So that's how I know that we're talking about the karbon and not the kohen. Now, we had said that according to Ben Azai, the word oso tells me that if you violate bal ta'acher, the karbon does not become pasul. Uben Azai, oso below yiratza vein macher nidro, below yiratza, that oso below yiratza vein macher nidro, but wait, is that really where Ben Azai learns this din that if you violate bal ta'acher, that the karban does not become pasul? Don't we learn it from there that which acherim learned it from? Ditanya, that we have a brisa that says beferish that acherim omrim yachol yeh b'chor she'ibrashnaso kipsulei amukdashin v'yipasel. You might think that a b'chor that's already more than a year old is as a din of psulei amukdashin, just like a karban that developed a mum, and therefore is going to be pasul. Tamalomer v'achaltu l'fnei Hashem melkecha meiser degancha, that the pasuk says v'achaltu l'fnei Hashem melkecha meiser degancha. So makish b'chor l'meiser, that we compare b'chor to meiser sheni because they're juxtaposed with one another. It's tomorrow's kriyas haTorah. They're juxtaposed with one another. Ma meiser enu nifsal mishana l'chavirta, af b'chor enu nifsal mishana l'chavirta. Just like meiser does not become pasul from one year to the next, that's beferish in the chumish, that in the fourth year you go and you do and you take care of whatever you didn't take care of the first few years. said, and you take all your Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim and you eat it there. So obviously it didn't become pasul. You could still take care of it, the following years. So too, a Bechor does not become pasul. Mishana l'chavirta. So doesn't Ben Azai learn it from that Rasha? So why do we say that Ben Azai learns that Baal Ta'achir does not pasul the carbon from Oso? So it says, itzrich. You need a special lima to tell me that it's true not only of a Bechor, but of all other carbonos as well. That Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Bechor, when do we say that a delay in the bringing of the carbon does not pasul the carbon? That's only by a Bechor, the love bar hartza'ahu, where it's not coming to be mechaper. Aval kachim, debnei hartza'ah ninu, but kachim, like an ola, which is mechaper for bitul mitzvah saseh. And shlomim, that you bring to make shalom ben Yisrael aviyam shabbat shemayim, and certainly chatas noshim, everything else. Ema lo lirtzu, I might think that when you bring it, when you violate Baal Ta'acher, it's not gonna affect a ritzui. So kamash mlan, that's why the pasuk has to tell me that it still affects a ritzui. So enochinami, Ben Azai has two different sources to tell me that even though you violate Baal Ta'acher, the carbon doesn't become pasul. One by Bechor, and the other by other carbonos that actually affect a ritzui, because a Bechor does not affect a ritzui. The obvious kasha then becomes, Vasemis points out, why didn't we just have by other carbonos, and then I'll know for sure by Bechor. If by carbonos that actually affect the ritzui, we're going to say that Baal Ta'acher is not going to pasul the carbon, then for sure by Bechor, which doesn't affect the ritzui, that Baal Ta'acher is not going to pasul the carbon. So that the Gemara, the Achronim rather, have a discussion that the Achronim try to figure out. Each has different answers to that question. But frek the Gemara v'akati mehasam nafka. But still, is that where we learn this din that Baal Ta'acher is not does not affect the ritzoi? V'hai b'chachet v'lo b'karbon chachet. After all, it says in the Yisra of Lo Ta'acher v'hai b'chachet. And isn't that beferish that the only problem is in what you did, but the carbon's still good. Carbon is still going to be kosher. So I see from there already that Baal Ta'acher doesn't affect the carbon. Uben Azai, Ben Azai would respond, no, Hahumi Baile, I need that Pascha Vahi B'chachet to tell me something else. Vahi B'chachet V'lo B'ishtachachet. Salka Daitachamina Holvam Rablazer Vitem Rabbi Yochanan Einishto Shalad Mesa Eliam Kain Vakshim Menu Mamun Ve'inlo, that I might have thought that since Rabbi Yochanan taught us that a person's wife only dies Rachman al-Tzlan if they ask him for money that he had stolen and he doesn't have the money to produce. Now when we say that's the only, it's not the cause of death of every woman in the world. We said, like, sometimes the Chazal have an expression ein ella, and it doesn't mean it's the only thing, right? Ein mayim ella Torah. What do you mean ein mayim ella Torah? Mayim is also mayim. No, it means that is a cause of death for women, that the husband don't pay back the things that they stole. So shenema, how do I know? L'chalashalim lama yikach mishkapcha mitachtecha. The pasuk in Mishlei says that if you have what to pay. Why should it be that mishkavcha, meaning your wife, is taken from underneath you? Bayavon debal tachar nami mesa. So I might have thought not only failure to pay up at all, but even delay in paying up would yield that consequence of ishto mesa. So kamash mlan, right? That's what the Gemara says in Mesachs Nedarim, that bavon nedarim bana mesim k'shem katanim and ishto mesa. That's why we do ataris. One of the reasons we do ataris nedarim around yom naraim, before we face din, we want to make sure we don't have avon nedarim. Avon nedarim carries very serious consequences. So that's the maisa that they have in the Sefer Evan Yaakov, that a guy went and he asked the Rav. He says, I can't stand my wife and I keep making nedarim and not paying them back, and it's not working. She's still alive, she's still breathing. So he said, no, but yeah, you don't understand that by an isha, a person has to be oi vishto kugufo mechav de yosem mikufo, and then an onesh is up. But when it's not an onesh, when it's a schar for you, so then it's not gonna work. Okay, so then the Acherim, when we said Acherim said, "B'machshavu nifsal veino nifsal b'shlishi." That the psul of pigul is only when it's a psul in machshava, not when you actually do the maisa of eating the carbon on the third day. So that's where Acherim had this drasha from. Rabbi Lezer learns this din from a different pasuk, and therefore he's going to have to say that lo yechashev teaches me something else. So again, one limud from lo yechashev is the shita of Acherim, that lo yechashev tells me that pigul is a problem in machshava. It's not a problem problem in Maisa. Two other limudim from Lo Yichashev. Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Yichashev, my Ovid Lay. What does Rabbi Eliezer learn from Lo Yichashev? Mi Baile, Lichid Rabbi Anai, Dom Rabbi Anai, Minai Lemachshavos, Shemotzio Zumizu. How do I know that if you have a Machshavos Pigle and then later on you have a Machshavos Psul, a Machshavos Chutzel Mekomo, that the carbon is not Pigle, it's only Pasul? Shenemra, Lo Yichashev, Lo Yarev Bo Machshavos Acheros. So Lo Yichashev tells me that you can't mix in other Machshavos, that if other Machshavos are mixed in, then it's not going to be Pigle. A third possibility of what we learn from Lo Yichashev, Rav Mari Masni Yom Rabbi Ani, Minai Lemachashev Bekotchim Shu Loka. How do I know that you get Malkus for a Machshavos Psul by Kotchim? So Tamalomar Lo Yichashev, because the Pasuk says Lo Yichashev, a Lo Sasei in the Torah, so you get Malkus for it. So Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Mari, Lav Shein B'Maisov, Lav Shein B'Maisei Lokalov. What do you mean get Malkus for it? It's only Machshava, there's no Maisa. The whole point is that there's no Maisa. So how can you get Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa? So Amalei Rav Yudi, Dam Lav Shein B'Maisa, Lokalov. You have to learn Mesechus Makus, Mesechus Shvuz, the famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that you taka do get Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa. So that's what it seems to be assuming, that you're getting Malkus for Lav Shein B'Maisa. Okay, so now the next Mishnah. Again, we're discussing Pigle and Psul. So the Mishnah tells us the single most important rule in the dinim of Pigle. Zaklal. Kol ha-shochir v'mekabal mahalik v'azorik lechol dover shadarcho lechol lahaktir dover shadarcho lahaktir chutz l'mekomo pasul ve'ein bo kares chutz zmano Pigle v'chayavin alav kares ubilvad sheyakrev ha-matir k'mitzvaso. That whenever you have a machshava of chutz l'mekomo, that makes the carbon pasul. When you have a machshava during the avodah zadam of chutz l'zmano, that makes a Pigle. Difference between pasul and Pigle is whether you're chayav kares for eating it. However, something can only become Pigle if you didn't also have a machshava of chutz l'mekomo. If everything else was done k'mitzvaso, you didn't also have a machshava of shelo lishma by chatas and pesach. Everything else was done k'mitzvaso. Ketzad karav hamatir k'mitzvaso. What does it look like when it's karav hamatir k'mitzvaso? Shachat b'shtika. You shacht without a machshavas psul, and then kibal v'halach v'zarek chutz l'zmano. Then you have a kabbalah halach v'zrika chutz l'zmano. Oh, sheshachat chutz l'zmano. You did the shechita with the machshavas chutz l'zmano. V'kibal v'halach v'zarek b'shtika, and everything else is fine. Osh shachar v'kibul v'alok v'zaru chutz l'zmano zeru shemakav matik mitzvaso. Meaning karav matik mitzvaso means regardless of in how many of the avodos you had this machshava, but your only bad machshava was a machshava of chutz l'zmano. That's Pigle. Ketzad lo karav matik mitzvaso. What's an example of lo karav matik mitzvaso? Shachar chutz l'mekomo. You shacht with the machshava of chutz l'mekomo and kibul v'alok v'zaru chutz l'zmano, and you do the other avodos adam with a machshava of chutz l'zmano. Or you did the shechita with the machshavas chutz l'zmano and kibul v'alvar zara chutz l'mekomo, and you did kabbalah halacha zrika with the machshava of chutz l'mekomo. Oh, sheshachar v'kibul v'alvar zara chutz l'mekomo. You do one of those avodos with the machshava of chutz l'mekomo and the rest of them with the machshava of chutz l'zmano, or a pesach v'achatas sheshchatan shelo lishman, or you did the shechita of a pesach or a chatas, which is the first mission of the mesechta, that will actually passel a pesach and a chatas, and then we keep v'alach v'zara chutz l'zmano, and then you also had a machshava of chutz l'zmano by the other avodos adam. Oh, sheshachar chutz l'zmano, or you did the shechita with the machshava of chutz l'zmano, we keep v'alach v'zara shelo lishman, and you did the kabbalah halach v'zrika shelo lishman, all of those cases are low karav matik mitzvaso. It's just a long way of saying that your only problem is not your machshava chutz l'zmano. You had another problem as well. When there was another problem in addition to the machshava chutz l'zmano, that takes away the possibility of Pigle. What about lechol kezayis b'chutz u'kezayis l'machar? In the same avodas adam, you have a machshava to eat a kezayis of the basar chutz l'mekomo and a kezayis of the basar chutz l'zmano, or kezayis l'machar, kezayis b'chutz, or vice versa, or kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'machar, kachatzi zayis l'machar, kachatzi zayis b'chutz, or even a half a kezayis of each of chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mekomo, pasul dein bakaris. It's viter, not Pigle. It's only going to be Pigle when the only problem was your machshava of chutz l'zmano. However, here's where we have a machlokes. What if you also had a machshava of chutz l'mekomo, but that came after after your machshav of chutzlis mano? Do we say that since at the moment of your machshav of chutzlis mano, that was the only problem at that moment, so it's pigle right then, and therefore it's not going to lose its pigle status? Or do we say no, that even if afterwards you also have machshav of chutzlis makomo, it loses its pigle status? So that's machlokas. I'm Rabbi Dusa Aklal. Kol she machshav says man kadma the machshav of makom pigle v'chayav no v'kares. The machshav of makom kadma machshav says man pasul ve'in bo kares. Rabbi Yehuda says the order matters, that it's only going to be lo karef amatik mitzvaso if the machshav of chutz l'makomo comes first. If the machshav of chutz l'zmano comes first, then it's pigul, it's considered karef amatik mitzvaso. The Chum say, no, if at any point there's a machshava of chutz l'makomo, it's pasul vein bokares. Lechel k'chatzi zayis, l'aktir k'chatzi zayis, kosher shein achil v'aktar mitzvaso. However, if you only had a machshava of k'chatzi zayis of achil chutz l'zmano and a chatzi zayis of haktara, so then it's going to be kosher because you didn't have a machshava of a kazayis on the same thing. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara right after the Mishnah.